Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
British Prime Minister David Cameron was in a Lebanese refugee camp today. He met a family that will soon be coming to Britain. The camp is home to Syrians fleeing civil war, which has, of course, triggered the refugee crisis that's spilling across Europe. Cameron said Britain stands ready to help.
We take people from these camps and we make them welcome in the United Kingdom, in our country. We make sure there are homes for them to go to, schools for their children, a warm welcome in Britain. 20,000 people will be taking it. I want that to be done well. I want it something that the whole country can be proud of. And I wanted to come here today to hear their stories for myself.
That's David Cameron in Lebanon. But of course, the refugee crisis is putting pressure on politicians across Europe. So we want to explore this with Dr. Luca Mavelli. He's a senior lecturer in politics and international relations at the University of Kent in England. And he joins us now. Dr. Mavelli, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So first of all, we just heard David Cameron there, who's in Lebanon today, saying that he wants to accept 20,000 refugees into the UK in a way that the country can be proud of. How much is his current stance representative of what Britons as a whole think?
Well, I think the kind of idea of welcoming 20,000 refugees is problematic in many respects. First of all, because if we think that there are at the moment 4 million Syrian refugees and Cameron is only pledging to take 4,000 refugees a year over a period of 5 years. Germany, over the last weekend alone, took 18,000 refugees and has pledged to take about 500,000 refugees a year for the next few years. The second problem with is Cameron's approach is also that he wants to take refugees directly from the camps and not refugees who are already in Europe. He wants to select the refugees that come in, taking certain groups and certain classes, which again raises issues of equality and fairness.
So what is the conversation like then in the UK? Because the thing that we were curious about is, yes, I mean, many, many people have said that the current crisis is one that, you know, has parallels that reach back to the Second World War. But on the other hand, like it or not, you know, many of the refugees who are seeking asylum in Europe and the UK are coming from a predominantly Muslim country, which is producing all sorts of complications in terms of Europe's view about how to best handle this situation. So, I mean, would you say that in the UK now that most people believe that the country should be accepting more refugees or no? How is that conversation happening?
Well, I think the country is split at the moment. Certainly there was a sense very much against refugees in the month preceding the beginning of September. And then there was something that changed the debate, which was the death of this little boy in Bodrum, the death of Alan Kurdi. Mm-hmm. And this has been a shocking picture. And somehow this has brought pressure on the UK government to take in more refugees. Certainly the fact that the majority of the refugees are Muslims is a problem. There is an issue in Europe, which is a long-standing conflation between migrants and Muslims. So two dimensions of otherness that somehow are now coming together and are well represented by Eastern European countries like Hungary or the Czech Republic, who have been very clearly stating that they would only take Christian refugees because they have concern about the identity of their country.
Well, if I may ask, you know, it's rather easy to know exactly what the stance of, say, far right wing parties across Europe is to this bigger issue of Muslim refugees or migrants. You know, I'm thinking, as you mentioned, what has happened in France or the Netherlands or Denmark. But how does the European left view this moment? Is there a consensus there or is there also kind of a sense of a conflicted sense of what is the right thing for Europe to do?
I think in the European left is also experiencing a huge challenge and in a sense a crisis, which I don't think has much to do with the religiosity of the migrants, but more with how they approach globalization. Because the European left has traditionally been very much against globalization, the forces of neoliberal governance that are leading to low wages and exploitation of capital over labor. But if we think about the global movement of people, that's also a product of globalization. And they've always had a position of solidarity and openness towards migrants. But at the same time, the migrants could also represent a threat for local population, because they can basically, there can be a huge influx of people that can bring wages down, which is something that we have witnessed, for instance, in southern Italy or in other European countries. One of the explanations that was given by the fact that Germany is so willing and eager to take a greater number of refugees is the fact that the refugees, the migrants, are considered to be people that can contribute to the welfare state. Now, this is a kind of instrumental argument that I don't think around which it's possible to build a politics of immigration. So there is an underlying tension that characterizes both the European left and also the, if you like, the European center in how the problem should be approached. And the main problem is a substantial problem of lack of coordination at European level. All the European countries are acting alone. What we see here is not just a lack of leadership, but a lack of European unity and lack of European identity.
And do you think that that lack of unity and identity comes from what you were just talking about, that in a way both the left and the right, have complicated views on what this mass refugee or migrant crisis might mean for Europe going forward?
Well, I think the crisis of the European project has long, very ancient roots. I mean, if we think Europe was the attempt to bring peace and order and solidarity in a continent which had been characterized by wars for centuries, what is the cement, what is the underlying idea of this project? Well, if we look at European treaties, the underlying idea is that Europe should champion universal rights like human rights, solidarity, and the rule of law. But what we are seeing nowadays is that various states, primarily guided by right-wing parties, are more and more going towards nationalism, claiming more and more that they have Christian roots. And somehow these Christian roots are not used in order to develop policies that express solidarity, but to exclude Muslims.
Right. Interesting. So the current crisis, I hear you saying, may be just further exposing the fragility of the European project as a whole.
Absolutely.
We do have the recent election, very recent election, of Jeremy Corbyn as the leader of the Labour Party in the UK. He was a far left candidate. Do we have a sense as to what his view is on what's happening now?
Certainly, what in his initial statements, he has made a number of points which are very relevant. And their points are, on the one hand, that, you know, there should be an element of solidarity and openness towards the migrants. At the same time, there's also the need to combine this with an attention to workers in the UK and to make sure that the poorest classes that somehow have been undermined by the Cameron's government can be sustained and supported in terms of their wages and their wealth.
I mean, it is the Labour Party, after all.
This is the Labour Party, but it's the Labour Party that is embracing a strong leftist position that has been compared, for instance, to Syriza in Greece. Critics have raised the point that this is the Labour is steering towards a populist dimension that is not dissimilar from other populist movement on the right, which also have the element of the protection of the nation. I don't think the two phenomena are quite similar. Critics have raised the point that this is the Labour is steering towards a populist dimension that is not dissimilar from other populist movement on the right, which also have the element of the protection of the nation. I don't think the two phenomena are quite similar. I think his election is quite refreshing, but, you know, time will tell if he can be successful and if he can, the most important thing, if he can really deliver on these fronts in terms of the economy, in terms of employment, in terms of attitudes towards migrants.
Well, Dr. Luca Mavelli is a senior lecturer in politics and international relations at the University of Kent in the UK. Dr. Mavelli, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.